I'm going to give a quiz tomorrow. And just for the two of you that we talked about more at length, the Ran, Ruth B. Shavali, and Shavu Kesef Kekesef. And basically, the reason why I'm doing this is that I know I made it in the past. It's happened that I first gave a test three quarters of the way into the semester. And I discovered when I gave the test that there were a number of guys who really had not understood Shiur at all, and by that point it was really too late to do anything about it, any intervention. So I made a mental note that early on, towards the beginning of the semester, I want to give a quiz, maybe we'll do another quiz a little bit later on, and that way, if there's anything that needs to be addressed, maybe somebody needs to. Maybe somebody needs to fix how they're preparing for Shiur, how they're chazering Shiur, whatever it is. But, you know, there's some kind of remediation that needs to be done or intervention. So I'll know about it earlier on, but there's still time to do something. So that's number one. And also, I mentioned, I think I sent that email to not everybody's email. I think I had everybody's email. I'm not even sure I have everybody. Whatever. The roster for sure I have complete, so to work on that. But anyway, I sent that email also to remind guys to send in pictures. A couple of guys did. Thank you very much. It's helpful for me to have it in the context. So I can, but whatever, it's very useful for me. And I also mentioned that I noticed online that not so many guys have downloaded the notes. Maybe we'll attend that downloads. Maybe a little more. But anyway, I also wanted to be aware of that. It's really important to read the notes inside. And guys have been sharing for a while now that and when you see it written down, you see more, you know, not just you see more the diakadvarim and where there's room to argue and so on. So very, very important. But maybe the quiz will also sort of bring guys up to that necessity. So that's that. So it's going to be a quiz. It's not a final, it's not anything. It's just just doesn't count towards your grade or anything. Just a quiz. I should know, just have a sense if there's anything I need to know. Okay. Let's go on to the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says, Aisha Niknes, Maish Nehoka, the Tony Aisha Niknes, Maish Nehoska, the Tony Aisha Mekadish. Let me show them, but this whole sugi about this whole sugi is from the guy in that. It's a later sugi. Anyway, it's a little bit unusual. So, Umaras, Umaish Nahon, Offer the Tani Isha Niknes, Umaish Nahon, Tani Isha Makadish. Why did it say in our Mishnah, Lashon of Kinyan? And in the beginning of the second paragraph, Isha Makadish, Boy, Bushlucha, there it says a Lashon of Kibushin. Why that change in terminology? So, Umaras says, the reason why by us it says a Lashon of Isha Niknes. Since one of the kinyonim is kesef, the kesef minola and gomer kichah kichah misteyefan. And what's the source of kinyon kesef? We learn that kichah kichah misteyefan. At least it's one of the sources. We'll see later in the Gemara. There are other sources, but one of the sources is kichah kichah misteyefan. Uksif ocha kiika chishisho. I'm sorry. The adzer shava is uksif ocha kiika chishisho. Uksif osu nesatis kesef hasod lekach mimeni. The kicha ikri king, the chesed asodah shekhan avram, you know, I'm just thought of the kesed ikri. So therefore, tonei isha niknes. That's why it says the notion of kinyin. So, b'pshutoi, there's two ways to understand this gemara, this hoshikah, there's two ways to understand the gemara. What's the gemara's, what's the chesed over here?
How come the gemara starts with isha niknes?
As opposed to?
Why isn't it just start?
It's like a lot of times, so you start with the quote from the Mishnah. You have two dots, quote from the Mishnah, two dots. Anyway, Pashup Shat, there's two ways to understand the Gemara. The Gemara could be saying that since it's the Gemara is trying to say Kiddushin is Kicho. And kicha is a synonym for kinyan. Since kiddushin is based on kiikach, and kiikach is an adam with kinyan, so therefore it says a lashon of kinyan. But if that's the pshat, I mean, Let me lay it out right. Possibility number one. The Gemara is trying to prove that kicho is a synonym with kinyan. And since the kiddushin is kicho, and kicho is synonymous with kinyan, so mimela, that's why it says this, that's why it says a lashon of kinyan. Or, pshat in the Gemara could be, that we're saying that since kicho is learned out from Stei Efrei, and the particular episode of Stei Efrei was called the kinyan, so therefore, it uses lashon of kinyan. Kich is based on Stei Efrei. Kiddushin is based on the mechanism of Kesef is based on Stei Efrei. And the story of Stei Efrei, the transaction of Stei Efrei was called a kinyan. So therefore, it uses a lashon of kinyan because the Stei Efrei transaction was a lashon of kinyan. So, Tzurifim Shatim is the main dogish over here that the lashon kicha is a lashon of kinyan, whereas the main dogish that the story of Ephraim is called the kinyan, the Ephraim, the particular Ephraim transaction. So each one of these shatan has an objection. If pshat in the Gemara is just trying to prove that kiddushin is kicha and kicha is nikra kinyan, so then why do we have to mention the gzeirah shel of kicha mistei Ephraim at all? We don't need that. We could say. That kiddushin is based on ki. In fact, I don't even have to talk about kesef. I don't have to focus on the fact that the mishnah that in the mishnah the kabbalah the mishnah kesef. It says ki ikach ishisho. Well, let's say ki ikach means kesef. So if it says ki ikach ishisho, so kiddushin is called kicho. At least kiddushin kesef is called kicho. The kicho ikri kinyan, and I don't know kicho is ikri kinyan because the Ephraim was a kicho and it's called a kinyan. But leave out the gzeirah shavah. What do I need the gzeirah shavah? The Gzeirah Shavah says there's a particular link between Kiddushin and the Maaseh Stei Efrei. What do I need it for? Kiddushin is called the Kinyan. Kiddushin rather is called the Kicha. Kiddushin Kesef at least is called the Kicha. And I find by Stei Efrei that sometimes it's called the Kicha and sometimes it's called the Kinyan. So Ikri Kicha, Ikri Kinyan. So I see this synonymous terms. So you see Kicha, Ikri Kinyan. Why do I need the fact that Kiddushin Kesef is learned out from Stei Efrei? That's an indication. That's not the pshat in the Gemara, or at least not that's not the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is not trying to prove that kicha in general is called kinyan. The Gemara is trying to prove that Stei Efrei is called a kinyan. What happened by Stei Efrei was called a kinyan. And since kiddushin is learned out from Stei Efrei, Tosis really makes this point. Tosis says the Gemara is not trying to prove that kiddushin kesef in general is called a kinyan. We're trying to prove that Kiddushi Kesef is called the Kinyan. I know Kiddushi Kesef is called the Kinyan because it's learned out from Stei Efrei, and Stei Efrei is called the Kinyan. On the other hand, if that's the pshat, so why does the Gemara need the lashon of the Kicha Ikri Kinyan? It's not that Kicha is called the Kinyan. The Gemara should say, we learn out Kiddushi Kesef, Kicha Mis Stei Efrei. This Stei Efrei, Nikra Kinyan. Or the Kesef of Stei Efrei is called the Kinyan. What's the lashon of Kicha Ikri Kinyan?
I think you have to explain that kicha yikinyan means kesef because the inami doesn't even have the lashon of kicha in it. The inami is sados v'kesef yiknu, so there is no. What's the Gemara's right? If the Gemara literally meant kicha yikinyan, then there is no right from the inami. Alamai, the kicha there actually means kinyan kesef.
What do we want from Sardis to Kesef? It must mean. Right, so that also works better. If we step shat in Gemara, kichik or kinyan, doesn't mean the word kichik means a kinyan. After all, the Gemara is another pasuk, we don't see that at all. The inami doesn't have that, doesn't even corroborate that. Kichik or kinyan means this particular kichik, stay Ephraim. Kilu, we have to read it. When it says kichik or kinyan, it means, like I said, stay Ephraim or kinyan. This particular kichik, not because of the lashon kichik, this particular story of stay Ephraim is called a kinyan, A, because it says asar shechan avron, and because it says sada sukesef yiknu, so you see that buying a sada is called the kinyan. So l'chara, I'll tell you why I'm mentioning it even, because l'chara and Rashi have a steer about this. Rashi, when he says pshat l'gemara, Rashi seems to go back and forth in this. First Rashi says, mishun t'gaboy l'mis nifkesef, v'ani kinyonim, v'amin l'kama kesef v'nol v'nifnis boy, v'mifarshin l'gamin l'kichu kichu mistei efrein, the ikri kinyan. So that first Rashi is Mashma. What's the point of the Gemara?
Translate the word.
Well, Rashi really always bringing that up. We have two ways to win the Gemara. Shot A is that the point of the Gemara is that the lashon of kicha is synonymous with kinyan. This shot B is that the story of Stei Ephraim, or the transaction of Stei Ephraim, is called the Kinyan, and that's the source for Kiddush HaKesef. So which way is the Mashman to spin this first Rashi? The Gamina Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, the Ikri Kinyan. So what's Ikri Kinyan? Stei Ephraim. Stei Ephraim. Harashi is saying, we learn out Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, which is called the Kinyan. So therefore over here it also is the Lashon of Kinyan. So that Rashi is Mashman. That the Hadgosh in the Gemara is that we're learning out from Stei Ephraim, and Stei Ephraim happens to be called the Kinyan. But then Rashi goes on and says, "Bekesef minolam." So first Rashi explains the Kesef minolam is like a new kasha, just part of the thought. Lav hocha kaboy lelo kamon, lav hocha hayim betaretz kamlo. It's all part of the same teretz. That lekulim kamlo lekulim ilso. It's all one. They have to say it all in one breath. Mishum de kaboy lemisni kesef. Vekesef minolam yafinu lekamon mikicha. Vekicha loshen kinyanu. Here, Rabbi Rashi says that what's the point of the Gemara? Not that say Ephraim is called the Kinyan, but that Kicha is called the Kinyan, which really lashon the Gemara. Either Kicha Ikri Kinyan. But Rashi says more than the Gemara. The Gemara says Kicha Ikri Kinyan. Maybe that means this Kicha of say Ephraim. Sati really that's the lashon of Kicha. The Gemara just means this story of Nosati Kesef Asada is called the Kinyan. Nosati Kesef Kafimen is called the Kinyan. But not that the lashon of Kicha is called the Kinyan. That's not important to the Cheshbon. But Rashi says that the kicha loshen kinyanu, that the loshen, that kicha is a synonym with kinyan. If that's what we want to prove, that kicha is a synonym with kinyan, who cares about the gzeres shava kicha mistei efrin? You see by stei efrin that kicha is a synonym with kinyan, that kicha is loshen kinyan, and it says by kiddushin kicha kishisha. So the chara is a tension between the two rashis. The first rashi learns pshat in the gemara. The Gemara is not trying to prove that Kicha is a synonym with Kesef. The Gemara is trying to prove that that Stei Ephraim is Nikra Kinyan. That Stei Ephraim is Nikra Kinyan. And since that's the source, in other words, Kiddushin Kesef equals Stei Ephraim. There's certainly the Gemara in A equals B, B equals C kind of structure here. But the first Malach, which is the way it's matched from the first Rashi, is that the structure is Kiddushin Kesef equals Stei Ephraim. Stei Ephraim equals Kinyan. The Mashmaya said the second Rashi is that the structure is Kicha. Kiddushin is called Kicha, and Kicha is called the Kinyan. So Kicha equals Kinyan. Actually, Kicha by Kiddushin is called Kicha, and Stei Ephraim is called Kicha and Kinyan. So you see Kicha equals Kinyan. So Mela Kiddushin equals Kinyan.
And where you know Kesef?
No, it happens to be true. We learn out Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, but it's not necessary to the Cheshbon of the Gemara over here. Over here, all the Gemara needed to explain why do we use a Lashon of Kinyan? Because it happens to be that Kicha is a Lashon of Kinyan. So Mimela, it happens to be Kiddush HaKesef is a Kicha. And we look in the dictionary and we look up Kicha, we look in the thesaurus, and it says Kicha, the synonym is Kinyan. So Mimela, use the Lashon of Kinyan. Okay, fine, that's a kasha. But a kapana, that's the other, that's the, those two pshatim are not the same. But Rashi says both. And maybe the Gemara itself is kintus, is mashma both. Because on the one hand, the Gemara does seem to be utilizing the Zeres Shalva. That sounds like part of our point is that Kiddushin equals Te'efoin, and Te'efoin equals Kenyan. So from the Gemara itself, it does sound like part of the linchpin of this A equals B equals C thing is Kiddushin learned out from Stay Ephraim, and Stay Ephraim is called a Kenyan. That on the one hand we do see in the Lashon Gemara. We also see in the Lashon Gemara Kicha Yikir Kenyan. So we could explain that away, but Rashi took that literally. Kicha Yikir Kenyan means Lashon Kicha is Lashon Kenyan. So Rashi puts both things in it here. My question is, it's a fifth wheel. If it's enough to say that Kiddushin is learned out from Stay Ephraim, Stay Ephraim is called a Kenyan. Or it's enough to say that Kiddushin is called a Kicha, and Kicha is a synonym with Kenyan. Rashi seems to understand the Gemara that we're saying both things. So why do you have to have both? So, not profound. I don't have a great parrot of you. I'm just pointing out. The point is, the way Rashi understood the Gemara is talking saying two things. So we have to say a shot that we need to have both things. We need if it wasn't for the fact that it's, that we find it, if it wasn't for the limud from Stay Ephraim, maybe I'll say, if I didn't have Xeris Shalva to Stay Ephraim, I was just going to say, well, Kiddush Kesef is called the Kicha, and Kicha is the synonym with Kenyan. So maybe I would say, Kicha V'Sod is called the Kenyan. Who says Kicha V'Isha is called the Kenyan? You know, Kicha V'Sod is called the Kenyan. Maybe Kicha V'Isha means is not called the Kenyan. I know, Josh, I'll give you in a second. Says, so it's also kicha. It's not a Kenyan. This is a lashon kicha. It has to be a Kenyan. So Moshe needs to say no. The kicha of kiddushin is analogous to the kicha of stayefer. So therefore, Moshe needs the kicha of kicha of stayefer. Oh, so that's enough. We learn that kicha. So what does the Moshe need also that kicha is a lashon of Kenyan? Kicha ikri Kenyan. Maybe without that, I would have said. And even though Stay Ephraim is called a Kicha, and even though Kiddush Isha is learned that from Stay Ephraim, and Stay Ephraim happens to be called a Kenyan, but maybe what makes Stay Ephraim a Kenyan has nothing to do with the Kicha Shabbat. Like maybe what makes Stay Ephraim into a Kenyan is some other aspect of Stay Ephraim, not the Kicha. Some verses, no, it's not true. Kicha, the Kicha is the Kenyan. Kich is a synonym for Kenyan. Oh, wait, that's good shot. No, yeah, Josh, what do you want to say?
Maybe another reason why you would also need the second one in Rashi of that Kich is Lashon Kenyan.
Right.
Is because without that, then the Gemara would be able to ask the Tony Tarki, you know, it's Chad. Because then there's
a. Oh, he says the Tony Chad. Why didn't say what happened to the Tony Chad?
Right, so.
Sure, Rashi wants to. Yeah. Okay, maybe that's like. Places to be answered. But maybe even without that, maybe it's Pashup Shad. If I didn't have this Kicha Ikri Kenyan, I might have said that maybe Kicha, I don't know, maybe Kibush Yisrael is called the Kicha, and the Erfin is called the Kicha, because, because giving money is called a kicha. But that has, so that the giving of the money is called a kicha. Stay Ephraim is called a kinyan, that's a different thing. Because, you know, transfer of sodas is called a kinyan. So Stay Ephraim happens to be both. There was the giving of money, there was a transfer of the soda. But the kinyan and the kicha have nothing to do with each other, and therefore just because kiddushin is learned out from Stay Ephraim, that doesn't mean the lashon kinyan is night for lala. No, it's like we would say, look, we learn that the she'isha from Kiddushe, from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, and Stei Ephraim Ikri Sode, so the Ephraim is called the Sode. Nobody would say that. The fact that Stei Ephraim is called the Sode has nothing to do with the Kicha Shabbat. So we're not going to say, no, now we'll call Isha Sode, because she's learned out Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. So we need to add more. The Sode is called, that the Kicha that says by Stei Ephraim is a term for the Kenyan. So maybe we could put everything into the name. If I didn't know, so now I need everything. I need the Xeris Shalva, Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephraim. is if I only, if I didn't have the gzeres shav kicha kicha mistayefin, I would say the kicha of an isha has nothing to do with the kicha of a son. It's like velokach meloya machta. It's a different kind of kicha entirely. So we can't just say kicha ikri kinyan. Kicha ikri kinyan, but not every kicha is called a kinyan. So I need to say no. There's a connection between kicha kishisha and the kicha of a son. So that's the first half of the that's the first Rashi. And then, but that by itself is not enough either. Because you can't just say, okay, well, Kiddush Isha is compared to Stei Efrain, and Stei Efrain is called the Kinyan. Stei Efrain is called the Kinyan, Stei Efrain is called the Maharas HaMachpelah, Stei Efrain is called the Sada, Stei Efrain is called, has many, many things about it, that they don't all get put into, we can't use them all as terms for Kiddushin. So we have to say, no, but the when it says by Stei Efrain, Kicha, that has to do with the Kinyan Shabbat. So the Lashon Kicho that it says by Sode is a Lashon of Kinyan. And since that same Lashon of Kicho, there's Exer Shoba, that's the same kind of Kicho that you have by Kiddushin. The same, or at least there's some connection between the that and the Lashon of Kiddushin. So Neil is Neufel all of the Lashon of Kinyan by Kiddushin as well. That's Karvel Upshot. Okay, and the Inami Rashi says nothing, right? The Inami saw this with Kesef Yikni. Another hechacha that Stei Efrain is called the Kinyan, because that the kicha of Stei Efrain is called the Kinyan, because it was an example of kicha of buying a sod, and buying a sod is called the Kinyan.
Why is Rashi still steering
the Rashi? What? Isn't it still steering the Rashi? Why didn't Rashi say that the first Rashi? Second Rashi? Well, it probably all goes together in the Rashi. Rashi just then interrupted in the middle to explain that the Kesef Minolan is should be read in the same breath. But otherwise, they read all the Rashi together. Kesev and Olam, Nikos Bayim, Rashin, and the Gamino, and Kicho, Kicho, and Mistei Efrain, the Ikri Kinyin, Hilkoch Tanahacha Kinyin. Oh, right here. I don't know, why Rashi says half of the, like, Rekhi, you have to put the two Rashi together, so why did Rashi split it up exactly this way? Anyway. But Kapanin, both of those things are in the Gemara. Rashi's not making this up. Rashi's paraphrasing the Gemara. Rashi took the Gemara literally. We need Gzeres Shavah Kicha Kicha Mistei Efrain. But part of the Cheshbon over here is the Kicha Ikri Kinyan. Without that, also doesn't work. So I'm explaining why maybe you have to have both. Okay, let's see. Ma'ish Nochad Tundistana Isha Nikneis. Let's start at this. Have you Motzul Meimar? I got the boy who missed me safe of the Kainis Asma. The way Shaya Chosum Lashon Kiddushin. I got him Shaya Vesama. You might have a similar idea later on. Or a different problem. Why didn't I say Pasha the answer? The reason why it says Aisha Nikneis and not Aisha Likachas is because it wants to say the Kainis Asma and it couldn't say the Likachas is Asma. I couldn't say Velukachas is Atzma. I guess that would be Mashma. She does the mice. She doesn't do anything. She just he writes the get. He dies. Kainis Atzma doesn't have that much money somehow. Why don't I say a different dance? The Mishnah. This Mishnah is the first of a whole series of Mishnahs that talk about Kinyon. We're going to have later the Ribi house Nikna and a Soda house Nikna and the Talcum have a Nikna. So, since it wants to talk about all those other Kinyonim, so it starts off with Aisha Nikna. It would start off with Aisha Mikachas. Then I don't know if you could have that later on. I mean, Aisha Miskadeshes. I'm making a mistake. Not Mikachas, Miskadeshes. Later on, it says Aisha Mikadesh. So Taisa is saying, oh, I made a mistake. So we won't. Taisa says, maybe it says Haisha Nikneis, because the safe is Vekainis Asma. If it would have said Haisha Miskadeshes, then what's going to be the safer? Uve Mikadeshes is Asma. Doesn't make any sense. So therefore, that's to say Haisha Nikneis. So Taisa says, even Chami could have answered that. And then he says from Rabbeinu Menoyach, okay, we'll finish it off. Rabbi Amnoyach, 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 That actually the Gemara couldn't answer. That it didn't want to say Yishim is Kadeshes, because then what's how are you going to say the Umikadeshes is Asher? That's actually not insurmountable. You could have said Yishim is Kadeshes b'shloisha drachim, v'niteres b'shtei drachim. The guy be Kiddushin shayach loshen of heter. Kiddushin is the osla kol yamakeh, just like the Gemara said later. So the opposite of miskadeshes is niteres. So could have said Yishim is Kadeshes b'shloisha drachim, v'niteres b'shtei drachim. So therefore, the Gemara couldn't have answered that it's Agav the Sefer. Because we could have, the Sefer actually could also have fit into the same scheme. So Harakasha, I'll put it like this. So Harakasha, why didn't, it's still Shver. I mean, why, the Gemara could still have said an answer. Because the Mishnah also talks about a Yevamah. A Yevamah is also Niknes B'Derech Echod. If it would have used the lashon of kiddushin, so how would that fit by yidum at all? It's kashin the gemara. Similar to Tosfos kashin. Why did the gemara answer that it's agav seifa, not agav the seifa of kainis asma? That Tosfos Rabbeinu Menoyach says we could have actually adapted to this new terminology. But what about the Seif of Yavama? Hayavama nicknames with Derech Efod, the Koines Asim Mishnei Drachim. How are you going to put Kiddushin in there? Yavama is Miskadeshis B'Biyah. First of all, B'Biyah is not Kiddushin. B'Biyah is not Kiddushin. B'Biyah is Misun. Number one. Number two, and what's going to be the Lashon of and she's. Well, I guess Niteres Bechalitza, you could have said. She was a Surah Lushuk, and now she's Niteres. But anyway, it doesn't make sense to say Yavam is Kadesh is B'Biyah, that's for sure. B'Biyah is not a Kiddushin. B'Biyah is not a Kiddushin. So why didn't the Gemara answer? What did Rabbeinu Menoyach game us? He gained us the Seif of Koines Atzma, but what about the Seif of Yavam? There for sure doesn't pass a Lashon of Kiddushin. So I think the answer is that the Tosfos Rosh annually asks. Then why didn't the Gemara answer that he wanted to say Lashon of Kinyan for the later Mishnayos? In the Chasim Sheim Mechayes, Nechasim Sheish Mechayes, Evan Ivri, there also Gemara talks about Kinyanim. This is the first of a series of Mishnayos that have to do with Kinyanim. And over there it doesn't pass the Lashon of Kiddushin. So the Gemara could have answered that. So the Tosfos Rosh answers the Gemara wants to give a local text. That even this case of Aisha Nicknays, couldn't be, we didn't want to use the Lashon of Kiddushin, we definitely wanted to use the Lashon of Kinyan. No, so that's the case that my cast is also not sure, by the same token. Yavam already belongs to the rest of the Mishnayos. But the Gemara wants to give a Teretz in Aisha Niknes itself. So Tosfos asks, even in Aisha Niknes, it could have said, So that Tosfos answer is no, or that Rabbeinu Menoyach answer is no. In this case itself, we could have a total Lashon of, we could have worked through a total Lashon of Kiddushin. Kiddushin with Neseres. The Gemara could have answered that. What about the other Mishnayos? But the Gemara wants to explain it in terms of this bubble all by itself. Okay, let's see right. Mishum dekabayil misni kesef, v'hochel eshayach l'mitvich v'toni tarto duchado. K'deparach l'kamon. The Gemara later on talks about Derech, why it says Derech, says, es akasha, how could it say v'toni chado tutarti? Over here, he's telling me the whole reason why it said a lashon of Kinyan is because kesef is called Kinyan. But why don't we raise the same thing? Because Kesef is called Kinyan, so therefore we call all three cases Kinyan. It's Tani Chodo, Tani Tato, to Chodo. This one case drags along the other two. So Tosfos answers, the Lashon of Kinyan Shaykh Nami Bishtar Abiyo. That Lashon of Kinyan makes sense by Shtar Abiyo also. It's not antithetical to Shtar Abiyo. Loya Tamea, Lashon Kinyan, it's not that Lashon Kinyan is not appropriate. Lashon Kinyan is appropriate to all three. Elo mishum de la kamatan loshin kiddushin v'achatan loshin kinyan. The Gemara is picking up on the shini loshin. Why did it choose to talk about loshin of kinyan when later on it has a different idiom? So Tosfos answers. So the Gemara answers. Well, because kesef especially we want to call a kinyan. We can call shtar and be also a kinyan. It's not a problem, and we prefer to use that loshin of kinyan because it's redolent of stay after. That's teres number one. Teres number two. Inami v'shtar nami ashkuch loshin kinyan dechsiv ekach sefer amakna. That shtar in particular is called the Lashon Kinyan, because it says the same parashah in Yom Yovel of Sodas of Kesef Iknu. So it says, so you see the shtar is called the kinyan. So the Maram asks, so why did Gemara say that? The Gemara says, kikli kikli mista efla, and why didn't the Gemara answer? Because shtar is called the kinyan. Like, what's that? Why does it pick on kesef? Let us say mishum, because of shtar. So the Maram says, a strange teretz. The Maram says, the Gemara knew the shtar is called the kinyan. But the Gemara was, kakashi was, but hadi chada tatati. So the Gemara's answer is, but kesef is also called the kinyan. Shtar, we already knew from that, we know it. Beka, kesef, and mach, and that the Gemara knew from the beginning. The Gemara said, but that's a chada tatati. And the Gemara, no, it's two out of three. Because kesef is also called the kinyan. That's very dull. The Pashut answer probably is that it's connected to the next places. The next places says that, I don't know why the Maram doesn't say this. The kesef in all the gomer kicha mistayef in the time, mat tzorech lechazer. Lo yetzorech lo yemer elo kesef ikrikin. And it's sitting, asati kesef asa, the kach mimeni. Siv ashadah shekhan avra. Nami sadah kesef ikrikin. The question that I ask, what do you mean zereshov a kicha kicha? Now, it's Tosis understanding that the gomer means that kesef is, kidusha kesef is called kicha. And kicha is a synonym for kinyan. So what do you have to mention the zereshov for at all? It's not relevant over here. So Tosis answers, v'yesh leimar, v'vachi lo yisogi. That's not enough. Then he the kesef asad ikri kinyan, kesef the ishuli ikri kinyan. How do you know kiddusha kesef is called the kinyan? Maybe kiddusha kesef is not called the kinyan. Kiddusha sod is called the kinyan. Lakach tzarech lahavi raya, da isa kesef, the garminun ishuminei ikri kinyan. Therefore, we have to bring that note, the kiddusha kesef, or excuse me, the maisa of stay Ephraim, which is the source for kiyikach, meaning kiddusha kesef, that maisa, isa kesef, that kesef, is called the kinyan. Shtar doesn't have that. By shtar, I may say that a shtar is called a kinyan by a soda, but it doesn't say the kiddushi shtar is called a kinyan. So the Gemara couldn't say well because of shtar, because shtar ikri kinyan. Shtar and a soda is a kinyan. Shtar kiddushi is not called a kinyan. So maybe we have to come out to kesef, but we have kicha kicha mistayefet. The early Taisis are saying that as far as chodo to tat is concerned, that the lashon of kinyan is not inappropriate to shtar because shtar is also called the kinyan. So it's not chodo to tarti. Shtar also has a fitness for the lashon of kinyan. But that's not the reason why the Gemara doesn't want to go to shtar, because that doesn't show me that kiddush shtar is called the kinyan. For that I have to have kiddush from his tefer. Hagavuchah, it's mashman Tosis, it's not like we said in Rashi. That Tosis is learning that the kicha ikri kinyan doesn't mean kicha is a synonym for. But that's what we learned in Rashi. That kicha is a synonym. That's not the whole story we said in Rashi. You need both elements too. Kiddushi kesef is compared to kiddushi kesef has a connection to kesef of buying a soda, and kinyan and kesef of buying a soda is synonymous with kinyan. That's what's mashma Rashi. Loshen Rashi said the third. Loshen kicha ikri kinyan. Or what's Rashi loshen? Rekicha loshen kinyan. Okay, to grapple with why Rashi has to have both elements. Why do you have to have the gzeres shavah? Plus, you have to have the lashonis are synonymous. So we work through them. But at the panim, the kicha ikri kinyan in Rashi is read as kicha is a synonym for kinyan. Kicha loshen kinyan. I mean, the loshen of kicha is a loshen of kinyan. Taisa is not mashma that way. Taisa is mashma. It's being raya the oisei kesef the gamin and isha minei ikri kinyan. The kesef of Stei Ephraim, the transaction of Stei Ephraim is called a kinyan. When it says kicha ikri kinyan, it doesn't mean the loshen kicha is called, is a loshen of kinyan. It means this particular transaction of Stei Ephraim, of buying a son of a kesef, is ikri kinyan. That's already, I think Tosis, it's a different Gemara point to Tosis. According to Tosis, the Gemara reads, kiddushin is learned out from Stei Ephraim, the transaction of Stei Ephraim, and the transaction of Stei Ephraim, buying a son of a kesef, is it happens to be called a kinyan. So Mela A equals B, B equals C. So Mela Kiddushi Kesef is also called a kinyan. In Rashi, the Gemara looks different. In Rashi, the Gemara learns, the Gemara works, Kiddushi Kesef is compared to Kiddushi Kesef is learned out from Stei Ephraim, that we establish, because otherwise maybe it's totally different kichas. So we know it's the same kicha. The kicha of Kiddushi Kesef is the kicha of Stei Ephraim. And the kicha of Stei Ephraim is a synonym for kinyan. Kicha and kinyan are synonymous terms. Next place is v'ksiv asam nasati kesef asoda kafir meni. Ain't a chay shel shel loy tzilosh and kicha. Afal gav the loy dummy. Tosfos points out the kicha by Stefan is a totally different thing than the kicha by when it says kicha kishisho, the kicha is going on the isho. When it says nasati kesef zonah kachmeni, the kicha is not going on the soda; it's going on the kesef. So how do you make such a gzeir shalva? The place says for gzeir shalva, it doesn't matter, but it's talking totally different kichas. I think the emes is that it's really this is lechora a problem in Rashi, because Rashi learns the Gemara, as I said before. Rashi learns the Gemara that the cheshbon Gemara is the lashon of kicha is a synonym for kinyan, because it says nasati kesef asoda kach mimeni, and it says asoda shekana from. So see that lashon kicha is synonymous with lashon kinyan. That's Rashi learns kicha ikir kinyan. Kicha ikir kinyan means lashon kicha is a synonym with lashon kinyan. Taisus learns differently. Taisus learns kicha ikir kinyan means the episode of Steyefrin, the transaction of Steyefrin was called a kinyan. So I ask you a question. According to Rashi, the Gemara is saying Loshen Kicha is a Loshen of kinyan. How could that be? The Kicha that it says by the Loshen Kicha is Kicha's HaKesef. The Loshen of kinyan is Kinyan HaSadet. So where do you see that Kicha and Kinyan are synonymous terms? They have different antecedents. I'm sure that's true. But they're going at different things. When it says Nasati Kesef HaSadet, it's going on the Kesef. When it says HaSadet Shekhan of Rome, it's going on the Sadet. So how can you tell me that? How do we see over here that kicha and kinyan are synonymous? It would have said kanisi kesef asoda. I would see that kicha and kinyan are synonymous. But kicha is a kesef. Kinyan is kinyan asoda. How do I see that they're synonymous? According to Taisus Nasher, Taisus points this out. Taisus is addressing these Ereshova, but Lamaisa Taisus points it out and says, Nechadami. This is a different. This is one kind of kicha. This is a different kind of kicha. For the gzeir shava, it doesn't matter. But why does it matter for the kicha ikri kinyan? The answer in Taisus is because Taisus not learning kicha ikri kinyan means kicha and kinyan are synonymous. Taisus learning kicha ikri kinyan just means this story with Steyefrin was called a kinyan. But the fee Rashi, the pshat and Mori's loshen kicha is a loshen of kinyan. How is that? Kinyan is the sada, kicha is the kesef.
With them from the Inami. He says,
so the Inami is fine, but what about the...
No, the Inami
is not going to help. First of all, what's the... I want to know before the Inami. Secondly, what's the Inami going to help? Get me a marker. I keep them in the drawer that's like over here. Okay, we should have put a marker.
Not part of the kinyan, is Kesef there, and that was Ephraim not part of the kinyan, it was all Ephraim who did the kinyan. So he's also part of the kinyan. So it shows Kesef was not on a kinyan, was on a kinyan.
Yeah, so maybe places, maybe Rashi holds. I don't know, maybe there's some, if there's some, I don't know if there's some big shirish to this message. But maybe Rashi holds that when you do kinyan Kesef in the Soda, so it's not, it's just that I buy the Soda. I buy the Soda and you buy the Kesef. It's an exchange. So if the kesef is a kicha, then the sod is a kicha. And Taisus holds not the way apparently. Taisus says that it's, or maybe Taisus only busy in the gzeir shalva. Maybe Taisus even agrees with it. Now let me just put up the chesed over here. This I want to work out. This is pshat in the gemara. There's two Rashi and Taisus. I think have a different pshat in the gemara. The gemara says two things. The gemara itself has two elements. Element number one, or A, is that is connected to the Steyefrin. Because it says Tachmi Meni. So they're connected, that's Gzeir Shalva. Then he says, step B, that Kicha is connected, Ikri, to Gemara calls Ikri Kinyan. Because it says Kinyan by Stefan. So that she kind of wrong. So Taisus learns. We'll start with Taisus because it's simpler. Taisus learns that what the Gemara is saying is like this: that kiddush, that the kichov of kiddush kesef is learned after stay efra, right? And stay efra is called the kinyan. So kichov here, the word kichov in the Gemara, kichov if you're kinyan, doesn't really mean the word kichov. It means stay efra. What Tosis calls the kesef of stay efra. That means the transaction of stay efra. So the way Tosis learns the Gemara, it's very, very sort of, you know, it's a Gzeres Shava with another Gzeres Shava, so to speak. It's like A is connected to B, Kiddushi Kesef is connected to Stei Ephraim, and Stei Ephraim is connected to Lashon of Kinyan, and therefore Lashon of Kinyan now is turned back to Kiddushi Isha. It's a simple pshat in the Gemara. Taisus points out, how do you make a Gzeres Shava? Kich over here means Kichas HaIsha, Kich over here means Kichas HaSada. Taisus, what's the difference? It's Gzeres Shava. Taisus also adds, we need this step. You can't just say, well, Kiddushin is called Kiikach, and Kicha is called Kinyan. Because, yeah, Kicha is called Kinyan. That's Kicha Sodet. Who says Kicha Sodet? Kicha Zisha is called the Kinyan. That's the question. We want to approach all. So therefore, we have to have this other mechanism. Kiikach learned after Kiikach is connected to Zer Shavu, to Stei Ephraim. Stei Ephraim is connected to Asoda Shekona, Asoda Shekona Evra. That's the Lashon HaTosis. I say kesef de gamina ishimine ikri kinyan. The kesef is the same thing. Stei Ephraim means the kesef of Stei Ephraim. The kesef of Stei Ephraim, which is the source for kiddushi kesef, is called the kinyan. So basically, according to Taisus, this B step, the second step of the Gemara, is showing me that the kesef of Stei Ephraim is called the kinyan. The question we are again, the risk of flogging it at horse. Kiddushi kesef. Is learned out from Stei Ephraim. The kesef of Stei Ephraim is learned out from. Is called the kinyan. Lashon Rashi not this way. The first Rashi is this way. The first Rashi by Gzeres Shavu is fine. But the second Rashi says that kicha ikri kinyan. The language when the Gemara says kicha ikri kinyan, the Gemara means lashon kicha. The lashon of kicha, the word, not the story. The word kicha equals lashon kinyan. You see, there's a difference here between Rashi and Taisus. Taisus is focusing on the kesef of Stei Ephraim is called the kinyan. Rashi learns the lashon of kicha is synonymous with the lashon of kinyan. So what I'm just adding is, I'm just pointing out. So first of all, we grappled in Rashi that if the point of Rashi, it's not so clear what the connection between A and B. So if the point of B is that lashon kicha is lashon kinyan, that's all I need. Kiddushin has a lashon of kicha, and lashon kicha is called lashon kinyan. Who needs the Gzeres Shava? That's the question that I raised before in Rashi. But for that, I said maybe we could say that just because kicha is called kinyan, that doesn't mean all kichas and chumash are called kinyan. You know, by avodas in Kippur, it says velokach. That doesn't mean kinyan. So first thing we're asked to connect that the word kiyikach by isha is similar to the word kicha by stei efra, and we say kiyikach isha is similar to the kicha that we have by stei efra. And then I could say, well, once I'm telling me that kicha is being used in the same sense by Kiddusha Isha and by Stei Ephraim, then I can go on and say, well, Lashon Kicha is synonymous with Lashon Kinyan. That was the first part, what I said earlier. I'm just raising now the question, according to Rashi, that we're focusing on the terminology, that Lashon Kicha is a Lashon opinion, and therefore the Lashon Kicha that is said by Kiddushin, which is similar to the Lashon Kicha they have by Stei Efrain, which in turn is also called the Lashon opinion, but we have Taisus's Ha'ara, Taisus doesn't raise it about this, but we have Taisus's Ha'ara, Kicha by an Isha means Kicha Sa'isha. Kicha by Stei Efrain means Kicha Sa'asoda. So where do you find, how do you know that Kicha Sa'isha is called the king? Maybe only Kicha Sa'asoda is called the, maybe only Kicha Sa'kesef is called the king. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe Rashi holds it. What's the difference? When you have a Kenyan Kesef, there's a mutual Kicha. You take the Kesef and I take the Sada. There's a mutual Kenyan. I'm kind of the Kesef, you're kind of the Sada. So therefore, Rashi holds. So therefore, by Rashi, it's okay. It doesn't matter that here it means the Kach Mimeni HaKesef. And by Isha it means Kach HaKesef. And by Asada Shekhan Avromo, also it means that he's kind of the Sada. That doesn't matter. That's all reciprocal. Bottom line is, Kicha Aisha is similar to Kicha by Stei Efrain. Kicha by Stei Efrain is synonymous with Lashon opinion, and Mela, the Lashon opinion is appropriate. Okay, fine. Zakuma weiter. Taste is weiter. Next place is. What are you going to hear me? Yo, I want to show you. Want to show me the kesef is called the kinyan? It says in Torah, mikesef iknosoi. Mishum devoy lasui kinyan de soda. Wants to show me that a kinyan of a soda is called a kinyan. Not just that kesef is called a kinyan, but that buying a soda is called a kinyan. The kosher. The imkain havli lasui a soda shekhan avram. That already shows me that. Explains the Vieshlaimer, the mehi lekala meiluk. Because the name of a soda shekhan avram bechazoka vishtar, don't exceed a soda shekhan of a kesef. It's a very obscure thesis. Not so clear in Taisus. First of all, what's this kasha? Havli lasuya asoda shekhan avram. It did say asoda shekhan avram. Right. This is the inanim. Number two, what's the imkain? What's the beginning? What's the connection between the first half of Taisus and the second half of Taisus? Kasha, the imkain havli lasuya. Separate question. What is sodas b'kesef yiknu giving me that I don't already know from asoda shekhan avram? Was the imkain? There's many, many pshatim. I think the simplest pshat in Taisus. I sat on my own, but afterwards. So that Reb Lezer Moshe says it in the back. Reb Lezer Moshe Horowitz. It means like this: that Taisus Lechatchila thought that the inami is an inami and the whole Gemara. But the inami is still doing an Enron, you don't need to be the whole thing that we said that we learned out Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephraim, and then it says, and all of that we have an inami. What does Inami say? Inami says, Inami sodef b'kesef yiknu. You see that kesef is called kinyan. The first mahalach in the Gemara was that I don't see anywhere that kesef is. I know kesef is called a kinyan. I have to complicate the thing. Well, kesef is called kicho. And kicho is what happens to Stei-Efrain. And the kesef of Stei-Efrain is called the kinyan. And the Inami says, no, sodef b'kesef yiknu. You see that kesef is called kinyan. The juxtaposition of kesef and kinyan. That obviates the need for everything that went before. So the inami is going on the whole Gemara before. That's the place the Chachila thought. Ask Taisus, if that's the pshat in the Gemara, then I have another pasuk. I don't need a pasuk in the Yirmiyahu. Mi kesef miknasa. You see that kesef is called the kinyan. What? No, the Gemara Taisus told the Chachila thought that we're not looking for that. The inami doesn't need, once you have an inami that says that kesef is called kinyan, then I don't need everything. I don't need anything else. Yeah, how does it stem with the Taisus before that I want to know that Dapke Kesef? Right. How does it stem with the Taisus earlier? So Nechnami, maybe Taisus earlier is like the Maskan of this Taisus. But Hatchil in this Taisus read the Inami that it's going in everything. That I don't need to have the whole Shalva, I don't need anything because Kesef Ikri Kinyan. That Tosfos, it says in the Kesef Miknasoi, that's, I have a pasuk in Chumash, the Kesef is called Kinyan. So therefore Tosfos answers, that's Tosfos Kasha. So answers Tosfos. Beish Lema. Mishun Debroi Lasoi Kinyan Desada. So Tosfos answers, no, we haven't forgotten about Steyefei. We're still going with the Cheshmin of Steyefei. Kesef is called Kinyan. Maybe Kesef is called the Kinyan by Avidivri, maybe Kesef is called Kinyan. But I want to know the Kesef of the Sod is called Kinyan, because I'm still working with the Gzeres Shava of Kichel Kitam Steyefei. No, I want to know, in a way, it's in a, we can paraphrase that. And why do I want to show the Kesef of the Sod is called Kinyan? It's not a mission about Sodas. Because I want to show that Kesef of Kiddushin is called the Kinyan. And Kesef of Kiddushin is only learned out from the Sodah. And the Sodah is learned out from Steyefei. So therefore, it reads very well into the places. Tosfos Lechatchila thought, we're not interested in Soda. We're not, forget about Soda. We're not going now with Soda. We're going with a Kesef, it's called Kinyan. See, by Yavidiri, Mikesef Miknosa, Kesef Yoshim Ba, Mikesef Miknosa. I said Kesef, it's called Kinyan. In fact, Tosfos, so I have Mikesef. I mean, it says in Yirmiyom, Soda is about Kesef Yikno. You see, Kesef is called the Kinyan. In fact, Tosfos says by Yavidiri that Kesef is called Kinyan. There it says, answers Tosfos. No, we're not going, the Inami's not going in everything. The Inami is just an Asada Shekhan Avram. The first half, the A part of the Gemara, that Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephraim, that we want to show Kiddushi Kesef, is learned out from Kiddushi Soda, from Kesef of Asada, and Kesef. That remains. What we're just, the Inami is just going on Asada Shekhan Avram. And the Asada Shekhan Avram, we're saying, Inami going Asada Shekhan Avram, you have a prosecutor meal that Asada Shekhan Kesef Yikna. And that place is asked, because in Cain, have a little suit, Asada Shekhan Avram, meaning, what is this second pasuk any better than the pasuk of Asada Shekhan Avram? In the Havamina of places at the beginning, when places thought that once you have a pasuk of Sodas by Kesef Yiknu, we put together Kesef and Kinyan, so that's maybe better than the pasuk of Asada Shekhan Avram that doesn't have the words Kesef and Kinyan in the same pasuk. So we have to go back to, well, but it has Soda, and Soda is learned out to Kicha Kicha, and Soda is learned out Kicha Kicha back to Kiddush Isha, and Inami does away with that, with the whole need for that. But now the Taisha says, no, that's not what the Inami is doing. The Inami is still going with Stay Ephraim. We're still working with Stay Ephraim. We want to show that Kiddush Soda, that Kinyan Soda, rather, is called the Kinyan. So if that's the case, so what are we just doing? We're just bringing another Pasuk for this local point, that Kesef is called a Kinyan. So what's better in the Pasuk of Sodas Bekesef Yiknu, then have that an improvement on the Pasuk of Asada Shekhan Avram? But it says in the Pasuk of Asada Shekhan Avram that buying a Soda is called a Kinyan, and that's better than the Pasuk of Chumash. That's the basis of Kasha now, in Cain. If you're telling that we're still going with the Gezer Shava, so what is this Maisif on the Pasuk of Asada Shekhan Avram? V'yeh Shleimar. I think somebody's magi in Tosfos, it's got a very geshmak, I got that instead of in Cain havele lasuye, it should say lehavele elo lasuye. All we need was the first pasuk. Who needs a second pasuk? It's not mosif anything. Zehudavay l'kra. Tosfos answers that no, there is something wrong with the pasuk of Asada Shekhan Avram, because mehilek lemeidet diklemeim Asada Shekhan Avram bechazaka b'shtar. The like sivas Asada Shekhan Avram bekesef. No, it's maybe Avram he paid kesef. Maybe that wasn't the kinyan. Maybe Asada Shekhan Avram was with some other mosif kinyan. And the giving of the kesef was just tashlumin, but it wasn't the kinyan shabbat. And therefore, I don't see that kicha has anything to do with kinyan. So, Meila, that's the tosefus of sodas v'kesef yiknu, that kark is nikna v'kesef. Kark is nikna v'kesef. Then when it says sodas shekhan avram, he was talking with the kesef. He didn't need to do any other ma'aseh kinyan.
Don't you know that already from the santi kesef
sodas? No, maybe that was the payment. That was even when you buy something, the things that are not nikna v'kesef, you still pay kesef for them. So maybe Avram paid kesef to Ephraim, but that wasn't the ma'aseh kinyan. Maybe the ma'aseh kinyan had to be chazaka. Maybe the ma'aseh kinyan had to be something else, like metaltlin. Metaltlin not nikna v'kesef, but you still pay kesef for them. So it says more no. Sodas v'kesef yiknu. The kesef that you pay for a soda is the kinyan of the soda. So that's megala. That's really it's. I need that to say like an addition to Asada Shekhan Avram.
Yeah. Tosfos Shita Tosfos was just trying to prove that the kicha by Avram is called the kicha by Avram is called a kinyan, and the kichas have to be shaykh to each other between kesef kiddushin and.
Yeah, here we are. If we want the mice of According to Tosis, the main point of the Gemara is to link the Maisa of Ephraim to the Lashon of Kinyan. So how would basically what you're asking, is, I understand that I need Sodas for Kesavitnu as a Hisofa Tasna of the Shekhan Avram. Because if it only said Hisofa Shekhan Avram, I would say, well, maybe that's the Kinyan was Bechazok. So I need Hisofa for Kesavitnu. But Sodas for Kesavitnu by itself is also not enough. Because I want to show that the Kesef of Stei Efren, like I said before, the Kesef of Stei Efren is called Kinyan. Where do you see that in Sodas for Kesef? It's not talking about Stei Efren there at all. So the Lashon Inami is right, not Inami. You see, like Sodas Shekhan Avram, Uchsir, Sodas for Kesef. Lashon Inami is talking. I don't know, I've talked a problem. Maybe I don't need Nimamish the Kesef of Stei Efren. I need Kesef that's like Stei Efren. The generic Kesef of a Soda, that's called Kesef of Stei Efren. It doesn't have to be Mamish Stei Efren. I learned Kikha Benisha from Ketzef of a Soda. Name is there, but really it's Ketzef of a Soda. We could talk about it generically, Ketzef of a Soda. And Ketzef of a Soda is called the Kinyan, like it says. Soda is by Ketzef Ikhu. And maybe each one has an advantage, that you have something in the Nami in the Gemara. Each Limud has an advantage. The Limud of Asana Shekhan Avram has an advantage that is talking specifically about Stefan. On the other hand, it doesn't really say that the Kinyan was with the Ketzef. But I have inami, I have sodas for kesef. So each one of the inami, each one of the drushes is meisif and nekuda has a mila over the other drush. Okay, fine, stop here.